So if you had a chance to listen to last night's show with Alex Kincaid and Larry Pratt, two gun proponents, the gun lobbyists are certainly voicing their opinion when it comes to terrorism and going against what the president and others have said. I've told you this many times. I carried a gun as a part of my profession to protect and serve for well over 30 years, 33 years to be exact. But I have not handled one or looked at one or done anything about one since then. Guns have a place. The old story about guns don't kill people, people kill people is true in my mind. Do we need gun regulation? Do we need gun control? Do we need better screening? I think so. How are these people getting these guns is something that we all sit back and scratch our heads about. But what's important is a criminal or a terrorist will get a gun no matter what. It's almost too late to try and put any huge gun control measures in because guns are out there. They're not going to go away. Gun control measures will not make that Glock that's going to be used in a murder tomorrow just disappear. It's the part that we've let it go too long. People like Larry Pratt and Alex Kincaid have their beliefs in the Second Amendment, and I respect that, but I've also lived in a country like Canada where gun control has been part of the everyday life for many years, although nowhere near the population of the United States. Some forms of gun control do work. Of course, I believe that mental health issue is probably the biggest thing, and the terrorism issue, well, that's for another show. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.